Well, you kids didn't know you were going to bring special music today, did you? Thank you. Now, just envision about 130 plus kids all together singing that song. Well, this past week of Vacation Bible School has certainly been a flurry of activity in the life of our church, but VBS is more than just a flurry of activity. VBS is more than just free babysitting for parents in our community for half a day for the week. Vacation Bible School is an intentional event to be able to share the gospel with children and families. It's an intentional event to be able to teach the truths of God's Word to children for half a day, 5 days in a row, in a very fun-filled and exciting environment. VBS is this incredible opportunity to shine the light of Christ and the love of Christ into our community. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven." And every believer has the responsibility to be engaged in sharing that light. All believers are to share in this task and role of evangelism. We're to let the light of Christ's love shine through us to those around us. And a church that genuinely loves God and genuinely loves people is going to be a church that hopefully is attractive to those who don't know Christ, because they'll be drawn to the Jesus they see reflected in us. And so this morning I want us to focus on these four words from Jesus when he says, "Let your light shine," and discover how we can fulfill the mission that God has for each one of us. Because this command from Jesus applies to every follower of Jesus in every setting. Now, it certainly applies to all that we did this past week in Vacation Bible School. But it applies to every day and all that we do. And so, children, I want to remind you and challenge you as we prepare to go back to school in less than a month that your school is your mission field. God has placed you and planted you in that classroom because he wants to use you to share the light of God's love with your classmates. Adults, I want to challenge you and remind you to view your workplace as your mission field. God has placed you where you are, again, because he wants to use you to share the light of God's love and truth of God's word with the people that you work with. You maybe thought you just had that job so you could earn a living, but God placed you there for a much higher purpose. Maybe you're thinking, "Well, I'm retired." Well, you've been placed where you are for a reason. Those of you who live at John Knox, you've got great opportunity to shine the light of Christ's love with those who live there. If you're retired, you have hobbies and things that you enjoy doing, and you interact with people in different levels in our community, and those hobbies and those things that you enjoy doing and create interactions with others, God has placed you there so that you can share the light of God's love with them. The Great Commission is for each and every believer. We are made by God for a mission, and that mission is to share the good news of his love with others. We are to shine bright for his glory no matter what we are doing or where we are. We are to shine bright wherever God has placed us and whatever he has us doing. And so we are here to share his love with others. Let's take a look at these four words from Jesus this morning. And first of all, he says, "Let your light shine." It is significant that Jesus said, "Let," because it implies choice. It refers to our potential as believers to shine bright for God's glory. But because Jesus said, let, that means it's not automatic. We must choose to allow the light of Christ to shine bright through our lives. We're not commanded to create the light. That's not our responsibility. Jesus is the light of the world. But we are called on and commanded to make that choice to allow His light to shine in us first, so that it can then shine through us to others. We must choose to allow His light to shine bright. We must choose to allow His holiness and righteousness to be displayed in us. Our purpose is to light the way to Christ for others. And so our lives should reflect His holy character, so that when others look at us, they see Jesus. They see His righteousness. They see His holiness. They see His compassion for others. When people look at us as His followers, they need to see Jesus. So when we choose to gossip or slander others, we're not letting the light of Christ shine bright. When we choose to be hateful and hurtful towards someone else, we're not letting Christ's light shine bright. Some of the things I see posted on Facebook certainly diminish the light of Christ. Just because we're into this era of social media doesn't mean you just post anything and everything. Don't write anything on there that's going to bring dishonor to the name of Jesus. Some of the things that we text to others certainly doesn't allow the light of Christ to shine very bright. When we are selfish, we diminish the light and we prevent it from shining bright. Choosing to engage in sexual immorality diminishes the light and it creates confusion. When we use our mouths to praise God on Sunday and then we curse others throughout the week, then we're not allowing the light of Christ to shine bright through us. In fact, James 3:10 says, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Jesus said, let your light shine, which means we must choose to allow the light of His presence in our lives to be able to shine through our lives. Implied in the word let is also submission or surrender. We must choose to submit to Christ and to His will for our lives in order for His light to shine through us. The word let reveals our potential as Christians when we choose to let Christ shine bright in us and through us. We have the potential to shine bright this week. But remember, that requires a daily surrender, a daily submission to the Lordship of Jesus over our lives. We must daily surrender to the presence and the power of Christ in us so that His light can shine bright through us. So as you think about the week ahead, anybody need some patience this week? Certainly needed some last week, didn't we? Amen. Then be filled with the patience of Jesus. You need some wisdom this week? Be filled with the wisdom that Jesus provides. Need understanding? Be filled with the understanding that Jesus brings when He illuminates the path before us. Let His Spirit guide and direct you and illuminate the way before you. Jesus said, let your light shine. We must choose to release the light of Christ through our lives, and that's a daily, sometimes moment-by-moment choice as we choose to let Jesus shine through us. Second, Jesus said, let your light shine. And the word your reveals possession, which also expresses accountability. You cannot give away that which you do not possess. If the light of Christ is not in you, it will not shine through you. If you have never chosen to allow the light of Christ to fill your life, then the reality is you're still living in darkness. And His light cannot shine through you because it does not shine in you. You must choose to receive Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. Jesus said as much in John 8:12 when He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus said, "Whoever follows Him." It's more than just believing certain truths about Jesus. Now, that's important. We do have to affirm what the Bible teaches about Jesus and who He is. But being a follower of Jesus is more than just mentally agreeing with certain truths or facts about His life. It means we follow where He leads. Being a Christian means that we have received God's light in our life, that He has placed His Holy Spirit in us because we've opened the door of our heart and life and we have welcomed Jesus to come in. We have received Him as our Savior and Lord, and the Spirit of God now lives within us. We possess the light of God's abiding presence. Being a Christian means that you've made that commitment to follow Jesus wherever He leads, to shine in whatever you do. You must first possess His light in order to be able to shine that light for His glory. The word "your" also communicates accountability. Every follower has received the light of Christ. Every Christian then has the responsibility to share that light with those who are still living in darkness. And so the reason you've been giving the light of God's presence is so that you might share that light with others. That's part of God's plan and purpose for you. Third, Jesus said, "Let your light shine." And the word "light," if you will, reveals our product. Light is what we offer to others. The light of Christ is what we share with others who are still living their lives in the dark. And light is the result of this life that is surrendered to Christ. In 1 John 1:5, we read that God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all. So we don't manufacture the light. It's the light of God's presence within us. We simply choose to let that light shine through us so others can see it. With light, we can see where we are going and we can avoid pitfalls and dangers. Light illuminates our lives and it provides direction. Light reveals. It implies the ability to discern right from wrong because we have the light of God's presence within us. When we possess the light of Christ, we have His guidance in making those life decisions. When we possess the light of Christ, we can eliminate some worries and frustrations, some groping and stumbling as we journey through life, because Jesus will light the way before us. When we allow the light of Christ to shine in us, it affects how we live our lives. It produces a life that is involved in good works. Titus 2:14 says that Jesus Christ gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. Man, I love that verse. We could preach a whole sermon just on that. But it says Jesus, first of all, gave Himself for us. Jesus willingly went to the cross for us. And on the cross, Jesus paid for our sin. That was our debt. That's what we owe. Jesus went to the cross gave Himself in order to, it says, redeem us from all wickedness. He came to rescue us from that life of sin, being enslaved and trapped in that life, living in the dark. It says to purify for Himself a people His own, to make us more like Him, eager to do what is good. When we receive the light of Christ, we belong to Him, and He is at work then to produce in us an eagerness to do good to others. It produces in us a life that is to reflect Christ's character of compassion and concern for those who are living in darkness. The light of Christ is revealed kind of through the everyday things that we do and say. Kind deeds done for others reveal the light of His presence within us. Our week of vacation Bible school is really not about promoting First Baptist Church or individual egos to see who can have the greatest room decoration or whatever, the biggest class. No, it's about letting the light of Jesus shine through us so that His love can be seen and felt by others. Finally, Jesus said we are to shine. And the word shine reveals our purpose. People don't light a lamp and then hide it. The purpose of a lamp is to illuminate the darkness. Jesus said as much in Matthew 5:15. He said, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house." The purpose of receiving the light of Christ into your life is not to kind of go into your closet and just celebrate the fact that it's not dark in there any longer. The reason you've been given light is to bring that to others who are living in the dark. The light of Christ shows the way for others to come to Christ. We've been given light in order to share that light. Our purpose is to glorify God by reflecting the light of Christ in and through our lives so that others are drawn to Jesus. Our church purpose statement says that it is to glorify God by reaching the unchurched and to develop growing, committed Christians united in Christ and equipped for ministry in the church and the world. The purpose of our church is to shine. We are to reflect God's love and God's light, His character to this community and to the world. God has called us and commanded us to be a community that brings light to the darkness. And so if you are a follower of Jesus, the reason God placed His Holy Spirit in you is so that you might become more and more like Jesus, that you might reflect His character as well as His ministry. You're to be doing the same things that Jesus did when He physically walked here on earth. God placed His Spirit in you to direct you and to guide you so that others might be brought to Christ through your life and witness. God's purpose for you is that you shine. So wherever you are, whatever you do, you are to do that for the glory of God. Let His light shine through your life so that others see Jesus reflected in you and are drawn to Him. Anything that prevents the light of Christ from shining through you is sin. And it needs to be confessed and forsaken so that we can allow Christ's light to shine unhindered through us. So ask God to cleanse you. Ask His forgiveness when you've made choices that diminish His light from shining. He'll cleanse you. He'll fill you with the light of His presence. He will empower you to be a witness for His glory. Let your light shine. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Well, you might be thinking, well, how do I practically do that? Let me just give you a few points. First of all, make sure you possess the light. That's where it starts. You can't share something you don't have. You can't shine a light if you don't have the light. So the very first thing, make sure you possess the light. Second, keep the lens clean. Keep your life pure so that Christ's light is not diminished or tarnished. I did not say keep your life perfect, because none of us are perfect. When we choose to sin, we need to forsake that, confess that, turn away from that, so that nothing hinders and tarnishes the light of Christ from shining bright through us. So we must keep the lens clean. Third, keep the lens bright. Now, we might say keep the batteries charged. And you do that by spending time every day in God's presence and in God's Word. Gather regularly for worship with other believers. Let the light of Christ illuminate more and more areas of your own life, transforming you into the image of Christ. So we need to keep the light bright. And we keep the light bright by keeping the light connected to the source of power. Fourth thing we can do is keep the light focused. And we focus the light by spending time in prayer. Pray every day. Pray for those who are living in darkness. Pray for opportunities to share the light of God's love with them. Pray for opportunities to share Christ with those who do not know Him. As we spend time in prayer, we're focusing that light to specific individuals in darkness. And then finally, I would say keep the light exposed. And the light is exposed through the good deeds that we're involved in. Our good deeds are kind of the natural result of having received the light of Christ into our own hearts and lives. We're not doing good deeds to try and earn our way into heaven. We'll never be good enough. But because we have received the light of Christ, because we have experienced God's saving grace, we want others to know that. And as we grow in Christ-like character, then we become more involved in serving others the way Jesus served. And so we want to keep the light exposed as we serve one another in love, as we do those good deeds, because those are the natural result of having received the light of Christ into our hearts. Let your light shine this week. Let your light shine, first of all, at home. One of the most challenging of places, it seems, to allow that light to shine. So let His light shine in your relationship together as husband and wife. How you talk to one another, how you treat one another this week. Let His light shine in your relationship as husband and wife. Let His light shine this week in your relationship between parents and children. You know, sometimes as parents, we treat our kids in ways we would never treat anybody else. And we might say things to them that we would never say to anyone else. So this week, let His light shine in your homes, in the way that you treat one another and talk to one another, parents and children. Let His light shine this week. Let your light shine this week and be reflected in your work, so that those who work with you and around you will see the difference that Jesus makes in how you respond to the challenges and the frustrations that accompany work. Because if you respond the same way as they do when problems come, when frustrations come, then there's no compelling reason for them to do anything different. But when they see how you respond in a Christ-like manner to the problems and to the challenges and the frustrations that accompany work, then the light of Christ is shining through you. And don't be surprised if they come and say, "How do you do that?" If that person had come in and said to me what they said to you, I'd have taken their head off. How did you not do that? Boom, opportunity to shine right there. Let His light shine this week. If you're a volunteer in the community, let His light shine through you to those people who share similar interests and hobbies, and let His light shine to them. God wants to use you this week to shine bright for His kingdom, to share that light with others. Let's join together in prayer. Father, thank You for sending Jesus to light the way for us to You. Now, we don't have to live life in the dark, just groping around, stumbling our way through, getting all beat up and bruised because we keep falling over the things we can't see before us. Jesus came to rescue us. God, we thank You and praise You for that. And that His light illuminates our hearts. It reveals those areas of sin that need to be forsaken. Your light convicts us, but then cleanses us as we confess and turn away. God, thank You that nothing's hidden from Your light. God, thank You for Your love. Maybe you're here this morning and realize, you know, the light can't shine through me because it's not shining in me. That's where it begins. And I want to invite you this morning to welcome and receive that light of Jesus into your heart and life. If that's you this morning, why don't you just say this prayer quietly in your heart along with me. Let these words kind of express the desire of your heart. So pray this prayer quietly with me. Say, Dear God, we both know I've been living in the dark. I've been doing what I want, going my own way, separated from You, separated from Your love. God, please forgive me. I don't want to live in the dark any longer. Jesus, I receive You right now as my Savior and Lord. I believe You lived and died and rose again so that You might rescue me from my sin. So fill me now with Your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me and make me brand new. And I commit to following You wherever You lead. For I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, making that commitment of your life to Christ, I want to say welcome to God's family. We'd like to celebrate that commitment with you. As we sing this next song, that's an opportunity to respond to how God is working in your heart and life. And I would encourage you just to step out and come and meet me here at the front and say, Pastor, I want you to know I prayed that prayer. I made that commitment to Jesus, and we'll join in celebrating that with you. Now, I know that seems really intimidating and overwhelming. If that's just too much for you, then let me ask you to do this. On the end of your bulletin, there's a section there that says response card information. Check that box that says I'm making a first-time commitment to Christ. Then turn that over on the other side. Write your name and address and a phone number. Then tear that off. Place that in the offering plate. I'll get that. And I just want to give you a call this week and celebrate with you and just kind of share with you what God wants to do now that you've made that commitment to Jesus. Maybe you're here this morning, you've been attending for some time, and God's been speaking to you about the importance of being a part of a local church family, and you believe this is the church God wants you to be a part of. We'd love for you to come and use your gifts and abilities to serve the Lord with us here. And as we sing this next song, it's really your opportunity to communicate that desire to join our church family. And you can come and join by your statement of your faith in Christ and experience of believer's baptism by immersion. You can come and join this church by saying, you know, I've made that commitment to Jesus, but I've never been baptized by immersion, and we'll arrange to make that happen for you. You can join by transferring from another Baptist church. We would love for you to come and be a part of all that God's doing here. As we stand and sing, I invite you to come.